Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and let it be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together. Set our hearts and our minds reflect you.
I'd like to applaud you for taking time out on your Sunday to join with all of us in our e-community as we connect and commune with the source of all that is, the ground of being, God in us, as us. My message this morning is inspired by the song that I'm going to close with, just entitled Peace. And I heard it in the early hours of the morning, and I sent it out to many of you at the very same time. I heard it because as the words penetrated into my being, I felt a shift. I felt a lifting. I felt a shedding of a heaviness that I wasn't even aware that I was still carrying. And I recognize that no matter how much work we're doing on ourselves, no matter how much work we think we're doing, or we're trying to do, or we are endeavoring to do on ourselves, I think there are moments when there are things that are accumulating in the background that we're still unaware of and still can catch us unaware. And this morning as I was laying in the bath, I was thinking, as many of us sometimes believe, that life is an exam, life is a school. And I thought how much I had failed this exam this time round. Because I recognize that in spite of my best efforts, in spite of my continuing deepening in spirit, there were still things that were accumulating, that was dragging me down in ways that I hadn't even seen or recognized. And I wanted to talk about how do we continue to maintain a vision of peace when we are so distracted and disturbed by what's going on in the world. And as I was looking for the signs of mind reading for this morning's message, I was struck by the opening quote that I shared with you in the announcement yesterday by Emma Curtis Hopkins, who simply says, "The world will persist in exhibiting before you what you persist in affirming the world is." I felt like I'd been hit up the side of the head by 4x4 when I read that. Because I realized that my conversations with certain friends had been around the fact that I was glad that I was in the latter chapters of my life because the state of this world, I didn't want to be around in it for much longer. And when I read that quote by Emma Curtis Hopkins, it was like, how had I forgotten this truth? How had I slipped out of the consciousness of knowing But what we are holding, affirming, and visioning is what will be the manifestation of our experience. And whilst it's easy to think that only if a few of us are doing it, it won't have an impact, trust me when I say it will. It will impact you, how you show up in the world and how you feel about things, and it will impact those to whom you connect and communicate with, and it will then start to have further reaching. I had forgotten to persist in holding a better vision of our world instead of despairing for it and its people. I had forgotten to hold the vision of a world that is peace-filled, that is accepting, that is loving, that is just, that is fair. I was caught up too much with the appearances of everything that was going on. Irrespective of your belief system, irrespective of whether you think this is a one-time hit on this earth and once you're done, that's it. Irrespective of whatever else you might believe, I do believe that if we are all consciously holding a vision for a better world, it will start to manifest. If we are caught up in only seeing what is happening, if we are caught up in the energy of all the unfairness and the injustice, and my God, it is so easy to be. It's so easy to be overwhelmed with the news. It's so easy to be overwhelmed with the injustices. It's so easy to be overwhelmed with the doom and gloom of it all. But we, as children, as sons and daughters of the Most High God, we have a responsibility, excuse me, if we are loving and serving God, and God is an energy, God is the spirit, God is the intelligence that is everywhere present, that is utilizing that which we are affirming, that which we are visioning, that which we are believing, then we are doing God a disservice by not allowing ourselves to hold a higher vision of peace for ourselves and our world. We do God a disservice by not believing that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think in the terms of appearances, in terms of the injustices, in terms of everything that we see that is happening that is causing us distress. We do God a disservice when we think that what we are seeing and experiencing is the way it's going to continue to be, and that there's nothing that we can do about it. Yes, there is. We can all consciously start holding and visioning for peace for our world, our communities, our loved ones, and ourselves. According to the definition of vision, it's a vivid mental image. It's the perceptual experience of seeing. It's the formation of a mental image of something that is not perceived as real and is not present to the senses. As I sat in prayer trying to vision what would it look like, a world of peace? What would it look like, a world that was just and fair and accepting? What would it look like, a world that recognized our oneness and our interconnectedness with each other and all other sentient beings on this planet? I have to confess it was challenging. So I thought, let me start with me. What does it look like for me to be at peace? What does that look like for me to express from a place of peace, of acceptance, of interconnectedness, of oneness? As I looked at the news last night and saw the right-wing extremists kicking off in their protests, I was actually able to say, bless them. Bless their heart. Bless them that they may have an awareness and an understanding that takes them beyond their false ideology. To be able to start visioning peace for ourselves is the beginning to start visioning peace for our world. Russell Simmons, who is a well-known music impresario, one could say, says the world will become what we envision it to be. And if we are fearful and we think we should tense up and prepare for an ongoing battle, then that's what we'll have. But if we are open and we prepare for promoting dialogue and love and a better understanding of each other and tolerance and so forth, that's what the world will become, a more tolerant, loving place. So each individual that stands up is part of a bigger prayer. I was struck with that because I did not imagine that Russell Simmons would have come out with something quite as profound as that. We have a duty, we have a responsibility as individuals, as cogs in the big wheel, as the parts of the whole, to do our bit. To do our bit in bringing peace in this chaotic world that we find ourselves in. It is something that I recognize that I talk a lot about. And I also recognize the reason I talk a lot about it is because sometimes it's so hard to maintain it. We can get it in the moment, and we may get it for this day and not the next. So it's a continuing attitude and attribute we have to be working on ourselves on an ongoing basis. The Wikipedia says that inner peace or for peace of mind is a colloquialism that refers to a state of being, mentally or spiritually at peace, with enough knowledge and understanding to keep oneself strong in the face of discord and stress. Being at peace is considered by many to be healthy and the opposite of being stressed or anxious. I like that phrase. It's a knowledge and understanding to keep oneself strong in the face of discord and stress. Let's face it, we are continuously bombarded with things that will cause us to feel stress and discord. And there are lots of things that we can do that can perhaps limit the amount of stress and discord that we take on board. And as with everything that we're doing on our journey or in the schoolroom of life, it does require effort. Just like how at school, if we didn't prepare for the lessons, if we were ill-prepared for our exams, then of course we were going to fail. Of course we would get a low grade. And it isn't that anyone is judging us here or we are being graded by spirit, but it's just that we ourselves are experiencing the effects of a lack of preparation, of a lack of work, of a lack of being diligent and doing the due care that is necessary to cultivate a vision of peace. And so, my beloved, always the invitation is, how do we cultivate peace? How can we maintain our vision? So I'd invite you to be a little bit more discerning about the amount of news that you are watching. A friend of mine said that he banned his partner from watching both the early afternoon news and the evening news. It was one or the other, but it was too much to be listening to all of that plus everything else. And sometimes just try a little radio silence. This morning as I got into the bath, I was trying to put music on and it kept dropping out and I thought, oh, the powers that be just want me to be in silence, just to be with my thoughts and allow whatever they needed to drop into to be able to be heard and listened to. So when you get in the car, don't just think of automatically turning on the music. Just take a few minutes and listen to the silence and just let yourself be anchored in that peace for the moment. You could also just set boundaries for yourself. Don't always automatically just look at your phone. I recognize how how much time I can waste, I don't say waste, but so much time I could squander looking on Instagram, reading, and some things are very informative, but some things are just purely distracting. So again, be careful, set boundaries about how much time you spend on Facebook, how much time you spend on Instagram, or any of the other things that are out there that are grabbing for your attention. And turn off your alerts. There's a, I know that my phone is set that it will beep and tell me when something is coming through, and it's not everything you need to give your attention to. We're living in a time when we have so many beeps and blings that are grabbing us our attention that we're unable to keep our focus. It robs us of our peace, it robs us of our ability to be in the present moment because we're so busy looking and catching up on everything. And we have to choose to invest in calm. I recognize that with all that was happening across our globe, with the protests and the awareness of the level of racism that is now existing, I had to detach from looking at some of the items I was coming across. It was robbing me of my peace, it was robbing me of my calm. And I think there are times when we have to be consciously taking our attention away from that which is continuously robbing us of our calm. By all means, go back to it, but I think we need to seize a break, seize an opportunity to have a breather from some of the stuff that we're bombarded with. My sacred text is from 1 Peter 3:10 to 11. It simply says, "For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it." If we are to love life, and I'm thinking about the life of God that is within us, the spirit, the intelligence, the life force that permeates our entire being, if we are loving this God life that is within us and we want to experience the good in life, then we have to watch what we are saying for ourselves, for our world, for our friends, our loved ones, our family, our community. We have to watch what is coming out. Are we speaking to that which we want to experience for ourselves and our world? Or are we speaking the opposite of it? The verse is very easily, turn away from that. Turn away and focus on the good. And we have to seek peace and pursue it. It doesn't drop on our lap. It isn't manifested out of anything or out of thin air. We have to seek it and pursue it in order to manifest it. My beloved, I cannot emphasize enough. The world has need of each and every one of us to do our part in visioning peace for ourselves and the world in which we live in. To be conscious and cognizant of what are we saying and affirming for our world. What is it that we are speaking to that we really don't want? As I came back to this recognition of how my words were going forth to create the world that I didn't want, I recognized how much I had of reason allowed the very thing coming out of my mouth and holding in my consciousness to be, which wasn't what I wanted for our world. Whenever God calls me home, that is fine by me, but let me do my bit. Let me do my bit to bring heaven on earth. Let me do my bit to see and manifest a world that works for everyone. Let me do my bit to vision a world that is a peace-filled and peaceful. Let me do my bit in spite of the conditions, in spite of the circumstances, in spite of everything that I'm seeing, hearing, and experiencing. Let me do my bit. The poem that I'd like to share with you is from the first millennium. It's a Celtic one, and it's entitled, the peace of all things calm. You are the peace of all things calm. You are the place to hide from harm. You are the light that shines in dark. You are the heart's eternal spark. You are the door that opens wide. You are the guest who waits inside. You are the stranger at the door. You are the calling of the poor. You are my Lord and with me still. You are my love. Keep me from ill. You are the light, the truth, the way. You are my Savior this very day. If we know that God is right where we are, if we are truly believing that we are one with God and all that God is, we know that God is not the author of confusion or despair, but God is the author of peace, of love, and of all that we could ever wish for. My story this morning is that there once lived a king who announced a prize to the artist who would paint the best painting depicting peace. Excuse me. Many great painters sent the king several of their best art pieces. One of the pictures among the various masterpieces was of a calm lake perfectly mirroring peacefully towering snow-capped mountains. Overhead was a blue, clear sky with fluffy clouds, and the picture was perfect. Most of the people who viewed the pictures of peace from various artists thought that it was the best among all. But when the king announced the winner, everyone was shocked. The picture which won the prize had a mountain too, but it was rugged and bare. The sky looked very angry and there was lightning. This did not look peaceful at all. It looked like the artist had mistakenly submitted his painting depicting storm rather than peace. But if anyone looked closely at the painting, he could see a tiny bush growing in the cracks of the rock. And in the bush, a mother bird had built her nest. And in the midst of the rush of angry weather, the bird sat on her nest with peace. The peace does not mean to be the place where it has no noise or trouble. Peace means to be in the midst of all the chaos and still be calm in the heart. The real peace is the state of mind, not the state of the surroundings. The mother bird was at her calm despite her chaotic surroundings, and indeed was the best representation for peace. I cannot help but think of the story of Jesus in the boat with the storm happening, sleeping, taking his rest, whilst the disciples were frantically bailing out the water and fussing and fretting that they were about to die and their master was sound asleep. And this is us, I think, sometimes. We are caught up with the appearances of the storms that is raging around us, that we forget to find the peace that is within. The peace doesn't come from our surroundings. Peace is an inside job. And visioning peace requires us to go inwardly, to see in our mind's eye that which we wish to be for ourselves first, peace. And as we get stronger in holding that vision of peace for ourselves, about ourselves, we can start extending it further and further and further and further. My science of mind reading says, when we unify in love, our first quote comes from Emma Curtis Hopkins, who says, the world will persist in exhibiting before you what you persist in affirming the world is. Today's science of mind is actually by Ernest Holmes, who says, naturally, we want to get over this feeling of hurt, this fear of what other people think about us. How comforting it is to know that we do not have to heal ourselves of what the other man thinks about us or about anyone. We need only to heal ourselves of what we think. It can be done. As we come to understand that a man's shortcomings are merely his diseases, like measles and the mumps, just some place that his thinking has became warped. We can no more censor him than we would condemn ourselves for holding a distorted viewpoint. And if we ever become so perfect that we do not have any diseases, then we shall never see them in anyone else. And in this conscious unity with our good people, people will be healed by the very atmosphere of our presence. As individuals working out our freedom, we want to get away from argument, from hurt, from trying to force our opinions on others, from pretending and from feeling that we have to suffer other people's criticism. This can be done in one and only one way, by seeing right through all this camouflage to the eternal spirit back of each one of us, the one mind in which we all live, move, and have our being. All are made out of the same stuff. When we unify in love, with life we talk in a universal language with which we can speak to prince or pauper. If we are to heal ourselves of discord, if we are to heal ourselves of all the judgments, if we are to heal ourselves of everything that makes us see the other as different from us, or those whose opinions we think are hurtful or think they are ignorant, when we can heal ourselves of all of that, then we can find our way back to our peace. My beloved, if you haven't already, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath, a gentle inhalation and exhalation, the ebbing and the flow, the contraction and the expansion. Always, I like to remind you of the words of Job. He said, it is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. We can go for moments only without the breath, whilst we can go for days or weeks without food or water. It is the chi, it is the prana, it's the energy, it's the life force that we all need. So let us be conscious as we breathe in the breath of life itself. Take a deep breath, take a deep breath in and say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out. In, out, in, out, in, out, in. In, out. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Now as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Inhale, this is my breath as I breathe in deeper. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out slower. Deeper. Deeper. Slower. deeper. As you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe in healing. And as you breathe out, this is my breath as I breathe out for peace. Inhale. This is my breath as I breathe in healing. Exhale. This is my breath as I breathe out forgiveness. Healing. Healing. Forgiveness. Healing. Healing. Forgiveness. Now as you breathe in, say to yourself, this is my breath as I am visioning. And as you breathe out, say to yourself, this is my breath as I breathe out peace. Inhale, this is my breath as I'm envisioning. Exhale, this is my breath as I breathe out peace. Visioning. Visioning. In the cave of the heart, the sanctuary of the soul. Let's take a moment to be intentional of how do we vision peace for ourselves. What does that look like? How do you feel? Always, as we see in our mind's eye, we add the feeling component. And what does it look like to vision peace for our world? And if that's too large a subject, start with your community or your family. What does it look like to have peace in your family? And now extend it out for what does it look like to have peace in your community? And now let's extend it out to our world. Let us vision peace for our world. For acceptance of one another, for fairness and justice to prevail. For love and kindness to be the experience for all the inhabitants on earth. Now see for yourself this week that which you wish to be, do, have, or experience. And always as we are visioning in our mind's eye, we are holding the feeling component as well, the mental equivalent. Take a deep breath in as we enter into our circle of prayer. And always you're invited to include anything or anyone that's in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is the energy, the life force, the presence, the power, whose spirit is everywhere, present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where God is not. So as we consciously come into commune with the Divine Father, Mother God that is within, we're giving you thanks and praise, Divine, Omniscient, Omnipresent, Omnipotent God, for your peace that passes all human understanding. Touch our hearts and our minds that we may vision peace for ourselves, for our families, for our communities, for our world. That we do not get caught up in the despair and the despondency of all that is happening and all that is occurring. But we come back to affirming and visioning a world that works for all. A world that is just and that is fair. A world where everyone has enough to eat. A world where everyone is fed, sheltered, educated, provided for. But truly there are enough of the world's resources for all of humankind to be able to enjoy. Let us look beyond the greed of for our own selfish needs and recognize the needs of others. Let us do our part in holding the vision of a world that is peaceful, that is just, that is loving, that is accepting, that is fair. And when we fall short, let us come back to it, come back to the vision, come back to the remembrance that we are here to anchor in this consciousness, a perfect world that is peace-filled, loving, and accepting of each other. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is. There's so many deaths occurring across this world through many other reasons other than COVID. So we hold in our hearts those that are grieving at this time, those that are mourning the loss of their loved ones. May their hearts be comforted in the awareness that love is eternal, that your spirit which animates us can never die, and that we come from you and to you we shall once again return. Touch the hearts of our leaders, our governments across the world, that they truly be open to the wisdom for the highest and the best of all the communities involved, that they too look beyond their own individual needs and see the needs of all people and work towards a common goal. O divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, for all those who are suffering at this time, be it mentally, physically, financially, socially, and what other ways there is that humankind can suffer. May your spirit within heal, touch them, and energize them in a way that brings them back to their true expression of their divine self. You know the needs, the wants of every individual here on this planet. And so I surrender them all to you now. For you alone know what to do and how to do it. For those that are in need of a healing at this time, whether they be in their homes or in hospitals, I give thanks that yours is the healing, energizing, renewing, restorative power that is within every cell, tissue, and particle of their being. So I speak this word for their health and their wholeness and their right expression as children of the Most High God. Divine beloved, grounded being, source of all that is, for anything that I've failed to ask, I know that you will not fail to bless. For our teacher said it is the Father's good pleasure to give us the kingdom. For your infinite grace, your eternal blessings, your endless mercies, we are ever, ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. And so it is. Amen. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer. Stretch your hands towards the sky, wriggle your fingers and affirm, I'm enthusiastic about life and living. Cross your hands over your wrists, palms down and affirm, I am loving, loved and lovable. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm, I speak only words that are life-giving and energizing. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open. And affirm, I give thanks for my abundant good. Bend your elbows, making small circles with your wrists, and affirm, I release all limiting and erroneous thoughts. Take a deep breath in as I unmute the phones for our Science of Mind affirmations and Buddhist meditations. Repeat after me. The Divine Presence leads me.
The divine presence leads me.
On the pathway of peace.
On the pathway of peace.
It unites me with others in love.
It unites me with others in love.
In kindness and in consideration.
In kindness and in consideration.
If anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed, I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
I freely forgive them and I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone, knowingly or unknowingly in thought, word or deed,
knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I forgive myself and I am at peace.
I accept myself and I am free.
I accept myself and I am free.
May I be happy.
May I be happy.
May I be peaceful.
May I be peaceful.
May I be free.
May I be free.
May my friends be happy.
May my friends be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
May all beings be happy.
May all beings be happy.
May they be peaceful.
May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May they be free.
Our prayer of intention, I am the light of God within and without.
I am the light of God within and without.
Radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God within and without.
I am the love of God within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God within and without.
I am the power of God within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God within and without.
I am the presence of God within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Take a deep breath in. Our rumination, our roomy thought for this week. Love is reckless and carefree. Small, trifling minds seek profit. But true lovers lavish everything on love and never expect benefits in return. My beloved, as we come towards the close of today's Sunday Soul Connection, I invite you to join me on Thursday for our midweek prayer, our 10-minute at 10. Our 10 at 10. My benediction, one of our community sent me this poem, and I've just modified it a bit for our benediction. It's from Spring Russians, A Fierce Heart. May we each carry within our hearts what is needed for the healing of our world at this time. May we remember it's the gift that we each came here to bring, and may you find your unique way to express it. May you trust your innermost being and trust in your true nature. May you find your call to action, in spite of this world breaking your heart over and over. May you love it with every ounce of your being. If you ever get lost, may you look at the path closely, then ask yourself one question. Does this path have heart? If it does, may you then follow it. So my closing song that I trust will heal and bless you the way it healed and blessed me. It's from Bethel Music, and it's entitled Peace. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Loves, I wish you a very happy Sunday. I look forward to joining you again midweek Thursday for our midweek prayer. Until, peace and blessings.
Thank you.